When we're going through fiery trials, I believe one of the most important things we can do is to continually put on the full armor of God that's given to us in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm not going to go through the whole aspect of spiritual warfare at this time, but I would like to speak about one particular piece of armor or equipment that God says we need to have that I believe will help us, especially when we're going through the fiery trial. He says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I believe by putting on this peace that God is talking about, we can get through a lot of difficult times with a lot more security, a lot more confidence, a lot more calmness than we could without it. Of course, in the context of spiritual warfare, you can picture going into a battle without good footwear. A key to a soldier being effective is to protect his feet so he won't slip and fall, or so he won't be immobilized because he can't move because he doesn't have good boots on. Well, God gives us spiritual boots in the form of this preparation of the gospel of peace, the good news of God's perfect peace, which will keep us from slipping and falling and from being immobilized by worry or anxiety or fear or discouragement or depression. And we need to make sure we have that armor in place. A good way to start is by remembering that God's given himself several names in the Bible that help us describe and understand his character. And one of the names God gives himself is Jehovah Shalom, which means the eternal God, my peace. It's in Judges chapter 6 when Gideon built an altar to the Lord and he called it Jehovah Shalom. So it's not a bad idea to address God when you're needing his peace as Jehovah Shalom, God, my peace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible also says that Jesus is our peace, for he is our peace, who has made us both one and broken down the middle wall partition between us. But Jesus Christ not only gives us peace, he is our peace. In Romans chapter 16, verse 20, we read that God is the God of peace, who will soon crush Satan under our feet. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, we read, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. So he speaks about God's perfect peace. In Philippians 4, 7, we read about the peace that passes understanding, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And in John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we need to start by thanking God for his perfect peace, his peace that passes all understanding, the peace that the world cannot give, that only comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Another verse that will add to our peace enormously in putting on this piece of armor is Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And in Romans 8:38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in John 10:29, Jesus said, my Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man, literally in the Greek, no one, no man or demon, is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. These are all great sources of peace, and it's good to say in prayer, Father, I thank you for your perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only Jesus can give, and I thank you that you give me peace in knowing that you're causing all things to work together for my good, and you're giving me the peace that comes from knowing you'll supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. And you're giving me the peace that comes from knowing that there's nothing that can separate me from your love. and that there's nothing that can snatch me from your hand. And these kinds of prayers, where you're praying back the essence of these scriptures, will bring great peace. Sometimes I just spend a little time renouncing anxiety and worry and fear and dread and tension and stress and depression and discouragement and heaviness. When I'm putting on these shoes of peace, I will simply say something like, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am renouncing anxiety and worry and tension and stress, and I'm renouncing heaviness and depression and discouragement and fear of all kinds. And instead, I'm receiving from you your perfect peace, the peace that comes only from the Lord Jesus Christ that the world cannot give me. I'm receiving from you the peace that passes all understanding. And I thank you for your peace, a gift from you that will get me through this difficult time.